Hallelujah.
Oh, there was in time so we could be part of my
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for all the breakthroughs we have received. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for your house, our outstretched hand that have rescued us from the powers of darkness. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for divine interventions. We get in those moments we needed urgent interventions from you. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness that is always with us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for blessing us with physical and spiritual blessings. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the works of the enemy that were done against us. Thank you for giving us prosperity and greatness. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making all things walk together for our good. Thank you for shining your light in the midst of our darkness. Thank you for giving us victories over stubborn enemies. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for impossible things you have made possible unto us. Thank you for signs and wonders we enjoy on a daily basis. Thank you for divine protection, divine preservation that you have placed upon us and upon our family members and loved ones. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your commitment to us in this ministry. Thank you for so many lives you have blessed and transformed through this ministry. Thank you for great things you have in mind to do in all the nations of the earth. through this ministry. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that as we would be spending time in your presence to pray, let your glory fall. Open your heavens and rain down your power, rain down your fire, rain down your mercy, rain down your grace, rain down victories and signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. You said in your word that upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness, and your people shall possess their possessions. O Lord, in this place tonight, let your people possess their possessions. Let your people possess their possessions. Let there be deliverance by your power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do even more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to start with worship songs. Before we go into prayer points, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Father. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Father. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. I have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, hallelujah. I have a Father, Almighty Father, Who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords? I am a Father. Oh, I am a Father, Almighty Father. Who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords? I have a Father, O Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth, how excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name? How excellent is your name? How powerful is your name in all the earth? How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth? How excellent is your name, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise you, Lord, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. We praise you, Lord Jehovah. We praise you. We praise you, Lord Jehovah. We praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you, we praise your name, we praise your name, Jehovah, we praise. God, you are so good. God, you are kind. God, you are powerful. Our God, you are excellent. God, you are so good. God, you are so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent. Excellent is your name. Glorious is your power, God, you are wonderful, our God, you are excellent, you are God, you are not Emmanuel. You are God, you are not Emmanuel, Alpha and Omega, you are God, you are God, oh, you are God, you are not Emmanuel. You are God, oh, you are God, you are not a man, oh, you are God, you are not a man, you are God, you are not a man, oh, miracle worker, you are God, Savior, you are God, oh. You are God, you are not a man, you can never be defeated, you are God, Lion of Judah, you are God, oh. You are God, you are not a man. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher, we lift your name higher, we lift your name higher, above all the names higher, Lord, we lift your name higher, Jesus, we lift your name higher, Jesus, we lift your name higher, above all the names higher. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? For you are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Always doing wonders, alleluia. Who is like unto thee? No one. O Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? For you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, always doing wonders, alleluia. The Lord reigneth let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Your name is high. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Over and again, I give you my life, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my life, Savior. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched me. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life. With his hands, my life changed. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him. Worship him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Praise him. Adore him. Celebrate him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Lift up his name. Worship his majesty. Praise him because you want to praise him. Not because I'm telling you to praise him. Praise him for who he is. Worship him. For he is a great God. He is the Almighty. He is greater than all. Stronger than all. Wiser than all. Higher than all. He is the Almighty God. Worship him. Worship him. He do great things. He do wonderful things. Father, we bless your name. For there is none like you, Lord. You are highly exalted. Far above the heavens and the earth. You are highly lifted. Far above principalities and rulers of darkness and power. Forces of darkness. You are highly lifted far above all witchcraft and their works. We worship you, Father, for you control time and season. You decree and they appear instantly. You do marvelous works. You do impossible things. You make ways where there are no ways. You solve problems no one could solve. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Be glorified forever. Be magnified forever. Be exalted forever. Be praised forever. For only you is the Lord. Beside you there is no other. Above you there is no other. We worship you, Lord. All nations shall bow before you. kingdoms shall bow before you. All governments shall bow before you. Every soul shall bow before you. For you are the Almighty God. You alone is the Lord. You alone is the Lord. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer point. You're going to say, Father, thank you for opening doors for me. You're going to say, Father, thank you for doors you have opened for me. Say, thank you, Father, for doors, great doors you have opened for me. For the ones I can see and the ones I cannot see. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, thank you for doors you have opened for me. Great doors you have opened for me. Great doors you have opened for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Doors of greatness. Doors of promotion. Doors of progress. Doors of good things you have opened unto me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Doors of opportunities. Doors of blessings. Doors of favor. Doors of helps. Doors of connections. Connections with great people, with destiny helpers. Thank you for doors you have opened unto me. Thank you, Father. Both the ones I can see and the ones I'm here to see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for dealing with my stubborn enemies. Remember that the word of God says that the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. There are some battles we can fight because we have the authority in the name of Jesus. We have the power and dominion in the name of Jesus. But there are some other battles that God will not let you do the fighting. God will just tell you to hold your peace and he will do the fighting for you. Yeah, so you're going to say, Father, thank you for dealing with my stubborn enemies. With your strong hand, with your mighty hand. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for dealing with my stubborn enemies. Thank you for crushing my stubborn enemies with your powerful arm, with your mighty hand. You have dealt with my enemies. You have crushed my enemies with your mighty hand. You have smitten my enemies. You have destroyed my enemies with your mighty hand. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you because the day of my visitation has come. You're going to say, Father, thank you because the day you will visit me and change my life has come. Thank you because the hour of my visitation, my divine visitation, has come. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you because the day of my visitation has come. The hour of my visitation has come. The hour when your power will locate my life and change my life and change my story has come. Thank you, Lord, for the day of my visitation has come. The day of my transformation has come. The day of my deliverance has come. The day of my breakthroughs has come. The day of my healing, the day of my miracles has come. Thank you, Father, for now is the day of my visitation. Now is the day of my transformation. Now is the day of my elevation. Now is the day of my victory. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, replace every shame in my life with your great honor. You're going to say, Father, replace every shame in my life with your great honor. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, replace every shame in my life with your great honor. Such honor that will shock the people that are mocking me. Such honor that will disappoint those that are mocking me. Replace every shame in my life, every mockery in my life, with your great honor, with your great honor, with your great honor, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, replace every shame in my life with your great honor. Replace every disgrace in my life with your great honor. Replace every affliction in my life, every form of oppression, humiliation in my life. Replace them with great honor right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do something new in my life that will bring praise to your name in my life. You know, when people see miracles in your life, and then they will say, praise the Lord. Wow, so this has happened. Wow, this is wonderful. Praise the Lord. That is praise being given to the name of God. When they see those things in your life and then they begin to say, praise the Lord. Wow, the Lord is good. So this can happen. I can't believe it. Yeah, things like that. So when people give such expressions, it means praise is being given to the name of the Lord in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do something new that will bring praise to your name in my life. Something new. Something new. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nisheshu se senegashila. Talk to God. Something new. Something new. Oh Lord, do something new in my life, in my ministry, in my calling, in my destiny, in my family, in my home. Something new. Something new. Do something new in my life, O Lord, that will bring praise to your name. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. You said in your word, you said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the things you have in mind for me. Oh Lord, begin to do those things. Something new. Those things that eyes have not seen. Those things that ears have not heard. Mighty miracles. Shocking wonders that will bring praise to your name. Oh Lord, do something new in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand. Move every mountain. Blocking my crossing over to the next higher level you have prepared for me. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, move every mountain, blocking my crossing over to the next higher level you have prepared for me. Move those mountains right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Move the mountains. Move the mountains. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Every mountain blocking my crossing over to the next higher level you have prepared for me. Move those mountains now with your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus. Every mountain. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray that prayer. Say, oh Lord, move every mountain blocking my crossing over to the next higher level you have prepared for me. In the name of Jesus. With your mighty hand, O Lord, move every mountain blocking my crossing over into the next higher level you have prepared for me. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every darkness in my life, causing failures to happen in my life. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every presence of darkness in my life, causing failures to happen in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every dark presence in my life that is causing failures to multiply, that is making failures to happen in my life. Let the fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God destroy them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. But as it is written, eyes hath not seen, nor he heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. I'm going to read it again. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor he heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. For them that love him. You're going to pray. Eyes have not seen those things. What God has prepared for you, if truly you are among those that love him, eyes have not seen those things. Ears have not heard about them. And it has not come into the thoughts and imaginations of men. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in this new month, demonstrate your greatness and power in my life. And bring to pass the things you have prepared for my life long time ago. The blessings you have prepared for me long time ago. Oh Lord, in this new month, begin to perform them. Begin to bring them to pass. Even in this month of May, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in this month, in this new month, the things you have prepared for my life, for my destiny, a long time ago, begin to perform them now. Begin to perform them now. Begin to perform them now. They get hashish tenyatisala. Perform them now. Right now. Right now. From this moment till the last day of this month, let there be performances of those things you have prepared for me a long time before now. Let there be performances, manifestations. Let there be release of those things you have prepared for me a long time before now. In the name of Jesus. The blessings you have prepared for me. The helps. The greatness. The glory. You have prepared for me the growth, physical growth, spiritual growth. You have prepared for me the spiritual advancement. You have prepared for me a long time before now. The anointing you have prepared for me. a long time before now, O Lord, begin to perform them now. In this month of May, bring them to pass one by one, one by one. The things you have prepared, the things you have prepared. Mahashushakti denagala. Nehesuse gihanishila. Beharatuse sanagala. The things you have prepared long time ago for my life, for my calling, for my ministry, for my destiny, for my career, for my business, the things you have prepared long time ago, oh Lord, begin to perform them in this new month. Perform them, thank you, Lord, with your mighty hand. Do them now in the name of Jesus. I decree over your life that in this month of May, whether the devil likes it or not, whether the forces and kingdoms of darkness agree with it or not, your life shall receive manifestations and performances of everything that God has prepared for you. In the name of Jesus, everything shall be performed in this month, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Yeah, I'm still reading from that verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen. I have not seen. Yeah, that is, no one has seen it. No one has seen it. God is about to do great things in your life. Yeah, so stop comparing yourself with other people. Yeah, because whatever is happening in those people's lives, eyes can see it. Yeah, even you can see what is happening in those people's lives. Yeah. But we are talking about what eyes have not yet seen. I'm talking about your own life now. What God wants to do for you has not been seen before. Yeah, the people you are looking at, whatever is going on in their lives, everybody already know. But what God wants to do for you, nobody know about it yet. So which means that the greatness of what He wants to do, nobody knows about it. How big it is, nobody knows. Even you don't know, except the Holy Spirit shows you or reveals it to you. Yeah, so stop comparing your life with others. Because there's no limit to what you will experience if you are willing to believe and trust God. There's no limit. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, my trust is in you. Let your promises begin to become visible reality in my life. Let your promises begin to become visible realities in my life. Visible realities in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, my trust is in you. Let all your promises, both the ones you have revealed in your word and the ones you have revealed to me through visions and dreams and prophecies, all your promises, O Lord, let them become visible realities, physical realities in my life. Beginning from this moment, this hour, this night, this midnight, all your promises, O Lord, turn them into physical realities, visible realities in my life, in every day of my life. In the name of Jesus, let your promises become physical realities. Let your promises become physical realities. The great things you have in mind for my life, the great plans you have in mind for my life, oh Lord, let them begin to form physically. Let them begin to form physically right now. Let them begin to form physically right now. In the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to know that faith. Is real only when it has what you are trusting God for has not yet happened. Yeah, faith is real when you have not seen the manifestation of what God has promised. Or what you are asking God to do. Yeah, so then let your faith be real. Stop looking for any sign before you believe God. Yeah, because your faith is real when you have not seen anything. That is when we can say you have faith. Yeah. So stop looking for signs before you believe God. Your faith becomes so powerful when you are not saying anything. That is when you can manifest the greatest faith. When you are not saying anything. You are not seeing any sign at all about what you are asking God to do. So that is how God wants us to have faith. Not that you are looking for some physical signs, some confirmation. Yeah. Sometimes looking for confirmation is a sign of unbelief. Yeah. Looking that, let God confirm this thing. Maybe through a dream. Let God confirm it. Even though you already know that it is the will of God that that thing should happen to you in your life. But you are still saying, let God confirm it through a dream or through a vision or through a prophet. It's a sign of unbelief. Yeah. If you are waiting until God confirm before you can fully believe that it will happen, or you are waiting that God confirm before you can take a bold step of faith, yeah, to me, and of course to God, it means you don't trust Him enough. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You need a lot of faith at this time. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to have 100% faith, even when I am not seeing anything, even when I'm not seeing any sign. Teach me to have 100% faith. 100% faith in your ability. 100% faith in your faithfulness, in your power, in your dominion, in your word, in your strength. Teach me to have 100% faith, even when I'm not seeing any sign to encourage me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Teach me to have complete faith, strong faith, great faith, even when I'm not seeing any sign to encourage my faith. Teach me to believe you without saying anything. Teach me, O Lord, to believe you without feeling anything. Teach me to believe you. Teach me to believe your word. Help me to believe you. Help me, Lord, to trust you completely, without doubt, without fear. Help me to trust you. Help me to take bold steps in faith, bold steps of faith. Even when I can't see any sign in the physical or in the spiritual, oh Lord, teach me to believe you above all signs. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray when you are full of faith. The way you see things will change. The way you see situations will change. You will begin to see possibilities in the midst of impossibilities. You begin to see solutions in the midst of problems with the eyes of faith. You will not see things the way others see, the way those that don't have faith see. You will see possibilities when everyone else are seeing impossibilities. So you're going to pray. You need eyes of faith. Eyes of faith. Because it is what the eyes of your faith see that will happen eventually. It is what the eyes of your faith see that will happen eventually. So how much are you seeing with the eyes of your faith? Are you seeing a very glorious future with the eyes of your faith? Are you seeing a great version of you in the near future? Are you seeing great and mighty miracles with the eyes of your faith? So what are you seeing with the eyes of your faith? How much has faith changed your eyes? How much transformation has faith done to your eyes? So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with so much faith that will change the way I see things. You're going to say, Father, fill me with so much faith. Fill me with so much faith that begin to, so much faith that begins to change the way I see things, the way I see situations. Open your mouth and pray like that. Lashtekete hande shujala. Baharo de Keteshadavala, Nisusia Sheteva Shetara, fill me, O Lord, with so much faith, such that my eyes change into eyes of faith. O Lord, fill me with so much faith, such that my eyes become eyes of faith, such that I begin to see solutions in the midst of problems, such that I begin to see liberty in the midst of captivity, such that I begin to see breakthroughs in the midst of wilderness. Fill me with faith, O Lord. Fill me with faith, O Lord. Fill me with faith, O Lord. And let that faith change the way I see things. Many of you, your life is so limited because of the way you see things. That is the source of your limitation. Because your eyes are not eyes of faith. Say, so, oh Lord, fill me with faith. And let that faith change my eyes into eyes of faith. Let my eyes become eyes of faith, such that I begin to see healing in the midst of sickness. I begin to see healing in the midst of disease. I begin to see light in the midst of darkness. Oh Lord, transform my eyes into eyes of faith, such that I begin to see plenty, surplus, in the midst of scarcity and poverty. Transform my eyes into eyes of faith. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I put you in I told you in one of my teachings how you can create pictures with the eyes of faith, pictures of the possibilities you want, pictures of the changes you want. So you can use the eyes of faith to create pictures of the kind of future you want. And eventually, you will find yourself in that future. In fact, you will not only create that picture, you can also, with the eyes of faith, put yourself in that picture. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. With the eyes of faith, you create the picture you want for your life. The picture of the future you want for your life. The picture of the transformation you want for your life. Of course, that picture we have to be based on the Word of God, because there's nothing like faith when the Word of God is not involved, or when the Word of God is not a foundation. Of course, whatever picture you will create with the eyes of faith has to be based on the Word of God and on the will of God. So having known the Word of God and having known the will of God, you can create with the eyes of faith the future you want for your life, and it will manifest. That was how God created the heavens and the earth. God visualizes what He wants. I don't know if you're getting my point. God created what He wants with His eyes of faith. So after He already created the picture, then He just released the word, and then He said, "Let there be this." And the Bible says, all of those things begin to appear. So when God says, "Let there be this," that thing will appear instantly. So God already created a picture of that thing in His heart before He spoke them into existence. So let's say you are sick. Before you pray for healing, already create a picture of you that is huge, that is happy, that is strong, that is you, that is so healthy. You first create that picture, and then you begin to speak healing. Then you will just see yourself exactly. You will just become exactly as the you have created with the eyes of faith. So what I am saying right now has worked in my own life a lot. So you're going to pray. You know, the Bible told us how Moses sent 12 spies into the land of Canaan, and only two saw with the eyes of faith. The other ten people, they were seen with the physical eyes, but Joshua and Caleb, they saw with the eyes of faith. Even though they were giants in that land, they saw those giants as grasshoppers. But the other 10 spies, when they came back, they said, we saw giants. But when Joshua and Caleb came back, they did not say we saw, they did not believe those giants were giants. So they said, let us attack them immediately. God have already given us victory over that land. So you're going to pray. So you need to begin to see the possibilities of God. That is how your life will transform. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, transform my eyes. Into eyes of faith. That is able to. To recreate things. That is able to recreate situations. For the glory of God. Yeah. Say, Father, transform my eyes into eyes of faith that is able to recreate situations. Recreate the future for the glory of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, transform my eyes. Transform my eyes. Only if you can have these eyes, there is no limit to how great you will become. Only if you can have these eyes of faith, there is no limit to how far God will take you in life and destiny. Say, Father, change my eyes into eyes of faith. Say, Father, change my eyes. Change my eyes into eyes of faith. Change my eyes into eyes of faith. Change my eyes into eyes of faith that is able to recreate things for the glory of God. Eyes of faith. Change my eyes into eyes of faith that is able to recreate situations. Recreate events, activities for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. Eyes of faith that is able to change the course of time. Eyes of faith that is able to make impossible things possible. Give me such eyes of faith. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There are a lot of enemies of faith. A lot of enemies of faith. I mean, a lot of forces of darkness that don't want you to have faith. And you must conquer them. Because you must have faith for God to help you. You must have faith. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy forces of darkness attacking my faith. in God. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy forces of darkness attacking my faith in God, attacking my trust in God, attacking my trust in the Word of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Bashekide Peshala. Forces of darkness attacking my trust in God, my confidence in God, my boldness in God, my faith in the Word of God. Let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Forces of hell. Forces of hell. Forces of hell. Attacking my faith. Forces of fear. Forces of doubt. Attacking my faith. Be consumed by the hunger of God. Right now, in Jesus' name, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If our faith is complete, we would not have to pray for so much before we see a lot of results. If our faith is pure and strong and complete, we would not have to pray for so much or for so long before we will see great results. Yeah, and I'm talking to you from experience. We have a lot of people on prayer mountains praying for days, but they don't have faith. Yeah. They don't really have faith, even though they are praying, but they don't really have faith. Yeah, because these are the same people who are putting their trust in men and not in God. They claim that they are praying to God, but their trust is in men. Their trust is not in God. How can they say they have faith when their trust is in human beings and not in God, and yet they are praying? That is not faith. Yeah, that is not faith. Also, these are the same people who easily doubt, even after they have prayed for many hours. They easily yield to doubt and unbelief and fear. Yeah, so that was why they spent many days on the mountain praying, and yet no results. Yeah. So this is my conclusion. A man of faith is greater than a man of prayer. A man of faith is greater than a man of prayer. Yeah, a man of prayer will only succeed if his faith is complete. So you are going to pray. So maybe all this while you have just been a man of prayer or a woman of prayer, and you have not really been a man of faith. Only by faith can you see situations change, not just by praying. Yeah, so while you are praying, your faith must be strong. That is how your prayer will work. Some people, they just feel like some people have made prayer a mechanical thing. So they just feel like as long as I'm saying those words, as long as I'm saying prayer points, as long as I'm always praying, there is hope. In as much as I'm praying, there is hope. We're not talking about hope. We're talking about a change in your life. Yeah. You pray till you see that change, and only faith can produce that change. So some people will feel like some people's faith is in that action, is not really in God. Yeah, some people's faith is in the action of prayer. The fact that they could pray, that's all the faith they have. The fact that they could pray for a long time, that is all the faith they have. But we are talking about the fact that you trust God that as you are praying, the mountains are moving. You trust God that as you are praying, the situations are changing. Yeah, that is how to pray. Not that you're just praying and then you're like, as long as I'm praying, I think things will be better. This is not about thinking or hoping. This is about that you know that things will be better. Because you know that God is with you and God is doing it. Immediately you are saying it, God is doing it. So that is how to pray. So not that you are just feeling like, I've prayed for 2 hours. Yeah, I can feel strong now. Yeah. You just pray so that you can feel strong. Is it about you feeling strong? Or you just pray so that you can feel the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. It's not about feeling the Spirit. It's not about feeling strong. It's about changes. You seeing changes. That's what prayer is about. Yeah. It's about you growing. It's about your life improving. Yeah. It's about changes. You see changes in your life. Not that I have prayed so that I can feel fire in my spirit, so that I can be spiritually on fire. Or I don't even know why people pray. Some people pray so that they feel like witchcraft will not come and attack me because now I have prayed. It's more than that. Prayer is more than that. Yeah, I don't even know why I'm saying all this. Yeah. So let your faith be strong. And before you open your mouth to pray, already visualize the changes you want. Yeah. Set your eyes on those changes you are looking for. So not just a mechanical thing, let's just do it, yeah, because we have to keep doing the prayers. Yeah, we don't know when when the miracle will come. We don't know. Yeah, maybe things will be better. Maybe. It's not about maybe. It's about the fact that things will be better. I mean, it has to be better. It must be better. Yeah, I pray that God give you understanding. I don't have a better way to explain it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, transform my prayer life. By giving me the gift of faith. You're going to say, Father, change my prayer life. Turn around my prayer life. By giving me the gift of faith. By giving me the gift of faith. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Your entire life will change. When God gives you that gift, say, Father, transform my prayer life. Transform my life by giving me the gift of faith. Give me, O Lord, the gift of faith so that my prayer life can change, so that my prayer life can produce great victories. Great results. Give me the gift of faith. Give me the gift of faith. Give me the gift of faith. In the name of Jesus. Beshite degenashila. Dahantesho sasaba shanagala. Give me the gift of faith. So that my prayer life can change. So that my entire life can change. Give me the gift of faith, O Lord. So that I can create the future that I want. And put myself in that future. Give me the gift of faith. So that I can, through prayers, reset time and seasons. Give me the gift of faith. So that I can, through prayers, produce great miracles, great signs and wonders. Through the authority in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, give me the gift of faith. Give me the gift of faith. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Let me give you an example of the gift of faith that is in the Bible. You know the man at the beautiful gate. From when he was born, he has never been able to walk. And you know how walking can be difficult to a man that has never walked in his life from the day he was born. But Peter and John were not thinking about how would this man walk. This man has never walked from the time he was born. They were not thinking about that. They've already seen the man walking even before they prayed for him. Yeah, but after they prayed for him, the man was still there looking. So they were like, what's wrong with this man? We told you to rise up and walk in the name of Jesus, and you are still sitting down there. So they grabbed him. They held him by the hand and they pulled him up. Yeah. And the bones of that man received strength, and he began to walk. Yeah. So that action is faith. Yeah. So they had no doubts that the man would walk. They had no doubt. Now, there's another example that there was this prophet that after he had prayed and fasted on the prayer mountain, he went to a rock. I'm talking of a true life story. He went to a rock and then he looked at that rock. He said, greater than Moses is he. That is, he told that rock that he is greater than Moses. Moses hit the rock with his staff or rod, and so the prophet. Yeah, so the prophet looked at that rock and he said, greater than Moses is he. So I don't know exactly what he did. Maybe he hit the rock with his hand or something. So he said, you rock, give me water. He talked to the rock. He said, you rock, give me water right now. Yeah, he was alone on the prayer mountain. And the rock gave him water. And I learned that water is still coming out of that rock up to today. Yeah. There is nothing. Faith cannot change. There is nothing. Except if it is not the will of God that that thing should happen. Yeah. As long as it is confirmed in the will of God, all that is needed next is your faith. And it will happen. Yeah. Because it must happen. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I speak forth a new beginning of greatness in my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I speak forth a new beginning of greatness in my life, a new beginning of wonders, a new beginning, a new season of wonders, of greatness, of victories in my life, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to speak. Say, in the name of Jesus, I speak forth the manifestation of a new beginning of greatness. Say, in the name of Jesus, I speak forth the manifestation of a new beginning of greatness In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. The manifestation of wonders. Wonders that is excessive wonders. I speak them forth in my life. A new season of signs and wonders. A new season of greatness. A new season of victories. I speak forth that season. Let that season appear in my life right now. I believe you're praying like that. Pray with faith as I have taught you just now. Let that season appear right now. A new season of signs and wonders. A new season of greatness. A new season of excessive miracles. Appear in my life right now. In the name of Jesus, appear in my finances, appear in my career, appear in my calling, appear in my ministry, a new season of greatness, a new beginning of greatness and glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Oh, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Whenever God wants to do something new in a generation, something unusual, something uncommon, is going to raise men and women of faith. Not just men who have anointing. There's a difference between having anointing and having faith. We have many people that have anointing but they don't have faith. And that is why even the anointing is so limited. And there's so much they could not achieve through the anointing that they have. Yeah, so whenever God is going to turn things around in a generation, He will raise up men and women of faith. People who will never doubt. People who will never fear. People who will trust Him completely. And I so wish that you would be one of those people. Yeah. People with strong faith. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, enlist me among those you have determined to use for great things in these last days. And the question God is still asking you is, are you ready for the journey of faith? It's a very strange journey. It's a journey of madness. That is, you are ready to be called a madman. Yeah. Because You will say things that doesn't make sense to people. You will trust God for things that people will never trust God for. Because they don't believe God can ever do that. So it is a journey of madness. And it is a journey of strange things. So God is asking you, do you want to walk that kind of journey? Do you really want to walk the journey of faith? If your answer is yes, if you really want to do things that no one has ever done before, then you must have faith no one has ever had before. You want to do great things for God no one has ever done. Then you must have faith no one has ever had before. So are you willing to do these things? If your answer is yes, so you are going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, enlist me among the people you have determined to use for great things in these last days. Enlist me among them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Joshua Tesubaragashidagala Nisu Sasha Tashidagala. Enlist me, O God, among those people you have determined to use for great things. The people you have determined to use for mighty things in these last days. Oh Lord, include me among them. Include me among them. Include me among them. I am ready to have faith. I am ready to believe the impossible. Include me among such people. I am ready to do impossible things. I am ready to walk in the journey of faith. Include me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points and then we'll round off the session. Yeah, in my experience, in the journey of faith, I realized that it has a lot of risk. There is a lot of risk. You know what I mean by risk? R-I-S-K. When you say something is dangerous, risky. Yeah. The journey of faith is full of risk. Yeah. And it's for those that are willing to take risk. Yeah. Those that are willing to put their life on the line because they trust God. Yeah. Not because they trust in anybody or in a man of God, but because they trust God, so they are willing to put their life on the line. Those are the kind of people that changes the world. Yeah. People who are willing to take the risks of faith. Yeah. So you're going to pray. I don't know how much risk you are willing to take because of faith. Or you are the type that you so much love yourself and you are more conscious of saving your life. Remember what Jesus said? He said, whosoever desire to save his life shall lose it. But whosoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. Yeah. Are you the type that you are just trying to you're just trying to save your life? Yeah. You're not willing to lay down your life because you trust God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to lay down my life for the journey of faith. God is looking for people that are willing to risk going hunger because they trust God. Because they trust Him. People that are willing to say, oh Lord, I am ready to continue in this hunger until you bless me. I will not ask for help from anybody. Yeah. I will not seek for help from anyone. I am ready to die in this hunger. Yeah, that is a risk. And that is how the journey of faith is. People that will say, I am ready to die in this hunger. Except God help me. I don't know how to put it. People that are willing to die in their hunger, why they are trusting God, because they believe that He will provide. Even though they don't know how He will provide, but they just believe He will provide. People that are not ready to call anybody or text anybody or tell anyone they need anything, and they are willing to continue like that in that uncertainty, that is, you don't know how the help will come, but you just know that your God will not watch you die or watch you suffer shame. Yeah, so that is the journey of faith. That is how it is. If you are not willing to take the risk, you can't really walk with God. And the only way to walk with God and enjoy God is by faith. So you're going to say, oh Lord, help me to lay down my life, to follow the journey of faith, to follow you in faith, to walk with you in faith. Oh Lord, help me to lay down my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to lay down my life, to walk with you in faith. Help me to lay down my life for the journey of faith, in the name of Jesus. Help me to take maximum risk for the journey of faith. Help me to trust you to the point that I'm willing to put my life on the line. Help me, O God. Help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, there are some Christians today that might not really learn faith except they leave their jobs. Because some Christians, they only believe in their salaries. Yeah. So the salary, or yeah, the salary they get every month end has killed their faith in God. So some Christians, for them to really be free to learn faith, Some of them, they need to stop the salary jobs they are doing. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah. Some of them need to quit their jobs if they really want to learn the kind of faith I'm teaching in this prayer session. Yeah, because they have so much limited their destiny to that amount of money the boss paid them. They have so much limited their future to that amount. Yeah, so there's no way they can see a brighter future, a great future. Because of the limitation of that comes through the salary. So they don't believe they can ever count a bigger amount of money. They don't believe they can ever have a lot of money in their accounts. They don't believe that because of the salary. So they believe I can never be greater than this salary or than this, whatever is the money people get every month. Yeah, maybe pension or whatever. Yeah, so they feel like I can never be greater than this amount of money. Who says that? Yeah. Who says they can't be greater than that amount of money? Who says they can't count much more than the salary? Yeah, but because the boss have said that, yeah, because the boss want them to continue to serve him forever. And they also, they are now comfortable with the salary. Yeah, so they don't see any other future greater than the salaries they get. So that is how much Christians have limited their lives and destinies. Because of the jobs they are doing. Yeah, maybe it's easier for a business person to have faith than a salary earner. I don't know. Yeah, but this is the prayer we are going to pray. You're going to pray that God will remove everything in your life that is making you to limit His power in your life. Even if God has to remove you from your job so that you can now trust Him for something bigger than what any employer can offer. There's a height that is bigger than what any employer can offer you. There's a greatness that is bigger than what any employer, any boss can offer you. Yeah. Are you willing to trust God for that kind of greatness? Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take away anything in my life that is making me to limit you, making me to limit your power, making me to limit your grace, making me to limit your ability. Oh Lord, take them away from my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, take them away from my life. Whatsoever is in my life that has limited my faith so much. Whatsoever is in my life that is making it difficult for me to trust you for great things. Oh Lord, remove them from my life now. In the name of Jesus, remove them from my life. Remove them from my life. Anything in my life that is killing my faith in you. You know, we have some Christians in developed countries where the government do almost everything for them. The government even give them food for free. Give them medical services for free. Even give them money for free without working. They get money every month. And because of that, they can't trust God anymore. So the convenience the government have given them has killed their faith. And they think it's normal. It's not normal. It's dangerous. It's deadly. When your faith is gone, your life is gone. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. So they thought because the government is taking care of them, what if the government stop taking care of you? How will you survive? What if the government fail you? How will you survive? Talk to God. Say, Lord, remove everything in my life that is making me to limit your power, making me to limit your grace, making me to limit your dominion, your authority in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the last prayer point. There was a sister in our ministry that I don't think she's here. I don't think she's here right now. She might confirm what I want to see. She told me how she has run into all kinds of debts. That is, she's owing a lot of people a lot of money. Or some people some money. And I told her that what if you will pay all these debts without having to work, because what she was planning to do was to get a job, and to get a job so that she can start paying the debts. And I said, what if you pay all the debts without even getting a job, without even working? She said, yes, she believes. So recently she was telling me that what I said really happened. That she was able to pay the debt even without working. Yeah, so faith, even though at that time she probably don't have so much faith, but I was able to transfer the faith because I have faith. And she believed eventually. And it happened. Yeah. So you're going to pray that the Lord will miraculously pay all your debts. For those of you that have debts, all those of you that need to do certain things with money, maybe a project or whatever, you're going to say, oh Lord, I don't have the money to do this thing, but you have it. You're going to say, Father, rain down divine provisions, divine blessings for me to make the payment I need to make, for me to do projects I need to do with money. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, you have all the money. Rain down the blessing for me to settle the debts that is on my shoulders. For me to make payments I need to make. For me to carry out projects I need to do. Oh Lord, rain down the blessings. I believe you're praying like that. Say, oh Lord, rain down the blessings. Rain down the blessings. There are things you will do successfully without having to work for the money you need to do those things. Yeah. There are great things you will do perfectly, and it is not you that will work for the money. So you don't have to work for every money you spend as a Christian. Yeah, there's no law that says that you have to work for all the money you spend. Yeah, so God can give these blessings. Talk to God. Talk to God. Say, oh Lord, release the blessings. Release the money for me to do projects. Release the money, oh Lord, for me to make payments I need to make. Thank you, Father. Release the money for me to settle debts I need to settle. You know I don't have the money, but you have the money. Oh Lord, release them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, your love, your grace, your mercies. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for how you have guided us by your Spirit to pray the kind of prayers that we have prayed tonight. Thank you for showing us how the whole of heaven and how all your angels are waiting for our faith to take actions. I ask, O Lord, that you help everyone here and those that will still listen to this audio. O Lord, help everyone to begin to have eyes of faith that is able to change every situation in their lives. O Lord, give to everyone here such grace to have eyes of faith in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that your faith will not fail at this time. In the name of Jesus, your faith will not fail. Even now that God is visiting you and is fixing a lot of things in your life, I pray that your faith will not fail. In the name of Jesus, everything that appears impossible in your life, I decree that it is now possible in the name of Jesus. I repeat, everything that appears impossible in your life, because you are here right now, it is now possible and it will happen in the name of Jesus. The grace to live a life of faith, a life that is always trusting God, a life that is always depending on God, a life that is always looking up to God and not to any man or the government. The grace to live such kind of life, receive it now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you shall no longer be captured. Your prison is broken now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You are no longer sick. You are no longer weak in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.